summer, we moved to Vermont in 1970. Alan Troxler from North Carolina and Larry Gordon from Boston were already in the friend field. They brought the books to us, paid farm, sat us down, and they started singing. And it was love at first sight. We got us urban political Puppet Street theater hippies, and believe it or not, we were, took to this music like ducks to water. Though we didn't do too much shape singing in the beginning. We sang every chance we got, several times a week, and put Sacred Harp into some of our bread and puppet shows. We really dug the wonderful harmonies and the grand sweeping statements, sun and moon, stars decay, broad is the road, pains and groans and griefs and fears, and such a worm as I. But the religious blood of the lamb references kind of slid by us. The biggest gathering that I ever attended was when the New England Shakedown Convention met for the first time in Vermont. And in my, it was in the Haybarn Theater at Goddard College, I think in 1972. Anybody knows better? No. In my memory, there were at that convention two busloads from the South with real, genuine, authentic Sacred Harp singers who followed the hallowed Sacred Harp traditions and expected to find those same things here. Well, we knew next to nothing about these traditions, like prayers, and we cared less. And I'm afraid this deeply offended the Southerners. I don't remember the specifics of it. Did they request or insist on the praying? Did we ignore them or refuse? I don't know what it was. But I only know that they were hurt by our not following these traditions. And in the meantime, over the passing decades, I've grown to respect and love them too. They make me feel part of a river that flowed on before I existed and that will continue to flow when I'm gone. And as I grow older and family members and friends become frail and ill and die, I really welcomed the memorial lesson as a time to stop and think, to remember and honor those people, and to hear the names of the families and friends of fellow singers, and then to sing a song that brings comfort and healing. And for me, that song is Martin, 452, but I'll read these names first. The names are Peter Amagon in Bradbaro, Vermont, Eric Reed in Kentucky, Poppy Gregory, Somerville, Massachusetts, Bernard and Elaine Urey in Glover, Vermont, Jesse Dwelly, Jensen Corbin in North Carolina, Connor in Vermont, Catherine Baltes, in Ohio, Elaine Dearborn, Vermont, Will Dubner, Vermont, Dario Chaparro, Bogota, Colombia, Olivia Bellot,